We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Not a sparrow could fall from the heavens if you won't allow it to be. No man can fall from your favor if a man puts his trust in the one he can't see.
A song of praise will be outpoured when he comes in glory by and by. How sweet will be when he comes again in the scarlet sky. What joy it will be when he comes in glory by and by. We will have our robes all white as snow when he comes in glory by and by. Oh, be ready with the Lord to go when he comes in glory by and by. How sweet will be when he comes again in the scarlet sky. What joy it will be when he comes in glory by and by. I am longing for that happy day when he comes in glory by and by. For with him I hope to soar away when he comes in glory by and by. How sweet will be when he comes again in the scarlet sky. What joy it will be when he comes in glory by and by.
A sweeter story, story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine.
Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus
beyond all human comprehending. Love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme and never ending. Great redeeming love of Calvary.
Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Oh,
isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
Savior leading, I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He'd have me be is who I am. And as I've come to see the weaker side of me, what I'll need when sin demanded justice for my soul. Mercy said no, I'm not gonna let you go, I'm not gonna let you slip away, you don't have to be afraid.
Mercy said no,
Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts there is still a war that rages and makes the sacrifice so hard to see. As midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope seemed oh so far away. As evil tried to stop redemption's flow,
mercy said no, I'm not gonna let you go, I'm not gonna let you slip away.
Reminding me of what
to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing.
Let us sing.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
And I sing
for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
I sing for joy at the work of your hands.
Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. Shout to the Lord.
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, though I have the prophet's gift, though I hold the keys to hidden knowledge, though my faith can mountain shift, without love I am no better. Without love it's all for naught. Lord, you spent your life in loving others. What this means I would be taught.
Love is patient, knows no envy, never gloats when others sin. Love is never glad to see injustice, always wants the truth to win. There's no end to love's endurance, there's no test it cannot face. Lord, you spent your life in loving others. I shall fail without your grace.
Though there'll be an end to hidden knowledge, visions, raptures, prophecy, faith and hope and love shall last forever. Well, the greatest of the three. Without love I am no better. With that love, it's all for naught. You gave your life in saving others. What this means, I would be taught. Lord, you spent your life in loving others. What this means, I would be.
Standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command, honor them, the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Many mighty men are lost, daring not to stand, who for God have been a host by joining Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Many giants great and tall stalking through the land, headlong to the earth would fall if met by Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Hold the gospel banner high unto victory grand, Satan and his host defy and shout for Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known.
So great a cloud of witnesses, those who paid the price, the supreme sacrifice, those of whom this world is not worthy. Let us run, run, run the race with endurance, laying aside every weight, casting aside sin. Let us run, run, fixing our eyes on the sun, looking to him, finishing what we've begun. Let us run. Now you see trusted with continuing what others started. They have passed the baton straight and fast till we've won. We will run to him who is holy. Let us run, run, run the race with endurance, laying aside every sin. Let us run, run, fixing our eyes on the sun, looking to him, finishing what we've begun. Let us run. Oh, and yes, there are some
only knows I am one. Still I press towards the goal, for the Lord, He is calling me. He's gone before, He's my reward. When I am done, let us run. Run the race with endurance, laying aside every weight, casting aside run, run, fixing our eyes on the sun, looking to Him, finishing what we've begun. Let us run, let us run.
Have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place? Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Is over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know Thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the sky. Is over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe, hold me fast, let me stand.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Lightning Struck. John chapter 10 verse 14 to 16 says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The father of a Catholic family with seven children worked from 4 p.m. until midnight. The children would watch television until 10 p.m. and then go to bed. The mother, however, would watch until her husband got home. One day, lightning struck the system, and afterward, the family could get only two channels, Disney and 3ABN. After the kids went to bed, the mother began tuning into 3ABN, just as a revelation seminar started. After a couple of weeks, she was so impressed with what she was learning that she told her husband she was going to drop the children off at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He considered Adventists to be a cult, so he said the only way that he would let the children go was if she would go with them. She started attending church. Then Dad came along. Within a few months, the entire family was baptized. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 483. Jesus thought upon the souls all over the earth who were misled by false shepherds. Those whom he longed to gather as the sheep of his pasture were scattered among wolves, and he said, Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock, one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16, Revised Version. Lightning Struck was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit 3abn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Therefore, I challenge this idea with my story of a car that ran a red light. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Back in the early 1970s, I was a research fellow at the University of Tasmania and the tutor for the first year med students. And one evening a week, I ran a little Bible study group with some of the students. We went through and read passages in the Bible and discussed what their significance was and so forth. And I remember returning back to where I was living in a flat some suburbs away from the university and driving down into the main centre of Hobart. Now, it was a rainy night and I was coming down the hill. And I was driving at the time. I drove a 1956 Chevrolet car, fairly big car. And as I was coming along the road, I was strongly impressed to slow down. And I felt that God was impressing me to slow down. It was a rainy night, poor visibility with drizzle rain. And I sort of in a way, argued with God, you know, and I thought, well, I'm under the speed limit of, you know, 60 kilometres an hour. I'm under the speed limit. But I was saw ahead that I had a green light. And so I was trying to get a balance. So I slowed down a little bit, but I wanted to make that green light at the intersection with Sandy Bay Road. And just as I got to that intersection, a car came through on my right. And I actually hit the car in the side with my front bumper bar. It bent the bumper bar up on my car. I spun the other car. It was a blue Datsun Bluebird sports car. And I spun the car around. It did a 360 spin, but then continued on its journey and drove off. And I pulled over to examine the damage on my car. My car was still drivable. My front bumper was sort of bent up and the mudguard pushed in a little bit. There was a phone booth nearby and I rang the police and they said, oh, we're already looking for the car. And it turned out a person working in the office building on the corner had heard the bang and had got the number plate of the Datsun car and had reported it to the police. But as I thought about that, if I hadn't have slowed down that little bit, I would have been T-boned. The driver would have come through at speed and just slammed into the side of my door. But if I had listened to God fully and fully slowed down and not worried about catching the green light, I probably wouldn't have damaged my car. And it reminded me at times that God does warn us, that God speaks to us. And I'm reminded we need to listen to God at these times. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.